Eastwold have been presenting song and dance from this country. North Cochranton have been looking at animals and farming. And Donington-on-Bain School have been looking at traditions, local traditions, and playground games.
Okay, so there's no Nigerian children here, are there?
No, there are no Nigerian children. These people are teachers, or at least head teachers and principals of their schools. And the hope is that they will take these ideas back to their own schools and share them among their pupils.
Okay, let's just pop through the doors here, because this is where the dance has been taking place, and I've just popped my nose into here. This is fantastic stuff, because the kids are leaping around.
Yes, and look at Mr. Brady down there joining in.
What are you hoping is going to be the outcome from all this, then?
What we want to do is make sure that we have captured all of this enjoyable activity on a DVD and electronically, so that when the project is finished, we can share the resources throughout the three schools, or at least the schools as they grow in the three countries. So eventually we're going to have 9 British schools, 9 Nigerian schools, 9 Ugandan schools, and this day is about gathering resources so that we can disseminate them throughout the schools.
Is actually the best way to actually see for yourselves and actually talk to children yourselves? Is that the best way for you to understand?
Yes, it's the best way, because we were given the opportunity to answer questions from the pupils, and they got the right answers that will convince them about what they have heard concerning Nigeria.
As I mentioned before, we are in the digital age now, where people can obviously connect quite happily via the internet. Can you see projects like this expanding into a virtual situation where people then, all these different classes and classrooms, can actually connect via the internet? You don't actually physically have to go to those countries to see what's going on.
We need to be there. Seeing is believing. What you see, you can always practicalize later, because it reflects in the brain. You can recall a flashback to it, and you modify and improve on it. Yeah. Or we copy what you can lift.
Some of our kids are connected, you know, internet. You know, we've got internet connectivity. So, like, we're going home now with some of your work. We have, right now, Mokraba, that's the name of the partnership. We're going to have a website. We can look at the website. They can send emails. Some of their work could be exchanged, you know, through the internet. And we can send some of your work through the internet. So that's it.
Well, hopefully we'll have a DVD and photographs, and then the children will be able to write about it. So we'll have lots of different ways of communicating what we've learned today.
We don't have much opportunities like your people have here, but my government is doing something about it. I know before this year runs out, many of our children will be internet.
Yes, she's from the primary section. Mm-hmm. I'm from the high school, junior high school section, the two of us. Mm-hmm. At the moment, the government is, you know, upgrading standards, upgrading the facilities in the various schools, equipping with computers, internet facilities, and it costs some money. Okay, the government is doing 90% funding in Nigeria, so it's going to take some time before it gets to all these schools. But my school at the moment has a few computers, about 30. Our school has a few computers. Some of our students, you know, are computer literate. Some can operate the internet, go on the net, search for information, exchange emails. But we want more. So more and more is going on. We're training the students. The teachers' knowledge in internet connectivity is being upgraded. So a lot is currently going into it. It's computer age, and we're trying to do just that.
So if I can just reiterate that, would you like to see this project expanded, where it becomes an ongoing project, and you can make it ongoing because of because of the internet?
That, it has to be. It has to be. Partnership should be ongoing. It should not end at the end of the third year. From fourth year, we expect to have funding from other sources other than the British Council so that the partnership can be ongoing. Visits can still happen. Internet facility will definitely assist the partnership a lot.
So what we're finding, because we have a personal interest in this, we are going to make it work because we now know each other. So over the week, the Nigerian visitors have been here. We've really got to know them well. And so it's important for us not to let them down. And it's important for them when they get back, they know that they have a commitment to send things to us. Equally, when our Ugandan visitors were here in November. So we are making firm friendships, which we hope will help and support our children in their learning.